Good morning, good noon, good evening, whatever time and place you're listening to us from, straight from the 909, it's Mark, Andre, myself, Isaiah, and together,
that's hip-hop.
All right, man, so we're doing it back to back. It's we're not just wearing the same clothes on two different days.
We should
have
did something. We should have just do outfits like Tony Hawk.
Switch on to our outfits.
We should have all traded.
Yeah, we should have
traded articles of clothes.
One would have been all tight on me, all big on you. Today we're discussing Deltron 3030, a very, very well-known classic to a lot of hip-hop heads. This one is going to give a lot of people nostalgia for hearing it for the first time. It's by Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Dope name. Produced by Kid Koala and Dan the Automator. It was released May 23rd, 2000 by 75 Arc. And this was a conceptual album set in a dystopian future in the year of 3030, where Deltron Zero, which is Del's alter ego, he's a renegade against the corporate-controlled world. It kind of reminds me of the novel 1984. It's very, like, futuristic, dystopian. It's sci-fi.
Blade Runner-esque
type shit, man. Sci-fi hip-hop. Sci-fi hip-hop, man. This is definitely like it brings all those elements together, and it's in that subgenre of hip hop. And we're here, man. We're here talking about it today on That's Hip Hop. So, just to start off, did you guys get to hear Del the Funky Homo Sapien like in your early years, either on Hieroglyphics or on this project?
You know what's funny? I missed the Hieroglyphics. My first taste of Del was actually with Gorillaz. So when I heard him, I was like, you know, I didn't understand the concept of Gorillaz. So I really thought they were all just every person on the album was in the band.
Right.
So I was like, what? Del's in the group or whatever. So his name was Del the Funky Homo Sapien. And of course, the heads are going to like cut me down. But all of the fans from Lyricology kept giving me this album over and over and over and over. So I was like, all right, let me just get to work. And as I listened to it, I was like, I've heard this album before. I know this shit. Like, I really know this album. It was in my little pack that Dan gave me. So Dan just always, he gave me all the greatest hits,
some
man.
Legendary.
Yeah. Dan is a name, man.
The Automator?
Yeah.
He gave it to you?
You know, come to think of it, you know.
No.
But yeah, so my man Dan, Dan gave me this, you know, all these CDs. So yeah, it was in there. I heard it, but it came and it went, right? So coming back to it, it was like, oh, I know this movie, basically. Like, I've seen this movie before. And now that I'm older, it's like all the elements really stand out now because I really see it as a movie. And I was thinking this came out when words mattered, especially in a hip-hop context. So every word mattered on this project. And he really designed a world that I had never thought of through rap, you know. So that's why this one hangs for me, because he just made this movie. And of course, we have other albums like movies, but this is one of the ones that it felt like it is a complete disassociation from real life.
Right, right.
It's not like a metaphor, you know, where it's like, oh, I'm Spider-Man and I'm still in New York doing hood stuff, right? This is like, no, there is no such thing as that. We are in the future for real. So yeah, Del 3030 hit me really hard. I remember now. But it had to, the second, like the follow-up listen, like some years ago after the fans sent me stuff, I had to like get all the memories back. But this shit is different, man. This is something that can't be duplicated, and I haven't seen anybody duplicate it like in any way.
Yeah, this one's
so
sick.
That's what I like about this one. This is just like a classic hip-hop movie, so I have to, the production, everything on this, perfect for its time.
What about you, Mark?
Speaking of Hieroglyphics, back when we were kids, there's three rap groups that would dub you like the right to the underground, apparently. So Hieroglyphics and Jedi Mind Tricks. And then if you knew Cage, the rapper Cage, you're like allowed into this society of the underground. People wouldn't shut up about Hieroglyphics. It was, but they were so damn good. Damn, the Far Side, all that Oakland stuff was amazing. But Del ended up coming to me on my side with the assist from we all got that one guy. He got Dan, I got Demetrius when he was able to give me those albums and I was able to rip them. He gave me Del the Funky Homo Sapien's 1992 album, I Wish My Brother George Was Here. That album is still to me, it's one of Del's best albums. It's so fucking good. It is the his Del the Funky Homo Sapiens delivery, and you could see it within Deltron 3030 as well.
Yeah.
His ease of it, his ease of the English language has MCs thinking that, hey, look, I can always ground myself in realizing, hey, Del makes it seem so easy. I could rap like that too. It's literally funky as all hell.
Yeah, yeah.
But lyrically dense. And what an album like Deltron 3030. I ended up hearing Deltron 3030 probably in around after 2006, so 2005, so about 5 years after. But good Lord, it doesn't feel dated at all. If you threw that thing on Voyager 1 back in the 1970s, people were like, oh man, this is a futuristic album. Where'd you get this?
Yes.
You know, like that's how
the production
immersed. It's like immaculate. Ridley Scott directed the album or something, bro.
Exactly like that. Exactly.
And it has its like highs and peaks. You can feel it in the tracks. You feel the symphony start to build. You can hear that. The production's just amazing.
Attention to detail.
Yeah. Very crisp on the beats. You know, just even all the background that has to go into this, because they really made you feel like you're in this world and it feels like you're going into the future, or feels like you've entered the future, which is very difficult, I think, to do, to make it feel like you're in 3030. It's crazy.
Yeah. To even imagine 3030. Yeah.
Having
from
that
from 1990, from 1999,
doing it audibly instead of visually. Is crazy.
Having that ability to present it visually, is one thing. Cause then you get all the senses involved.
Yeah.
Except for smell. I could smell the movie now. Smell of the juice. with Deltron 3030, you have to maximize on any audio opportunity that you get. Mm-hmm. Ridley Scott has this ability to immerse you into the future and to give you a future that may never come. But I say that because then you could watch Blade Runner. I could watch Blade Runner today and be like, oh man, that is the future. Even though it says 2019, exactly. This is the future still.
It's so Alien. Far ahead.
Yeah, it's so far it's ahead. Yeah. It's Alien, great.
Alien came out in 1970 and 70, the early 70s, still looks like it's futuristic.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, in this instance with Deltron 3030, made in 2000,
yeah,
this was a little bit ahead of us. We're talking about this in 2023. This album's right around the corner.
Yeah.
But it's still ahead.
Yeah. But the grimy, like the production, as futuristic as they shot for, is still grimy, like a city album, right? If that makes any sense, like a futuristic city. And, you know, they only had so many tools back then to make it sound a certain way. So what we hear is just kind of hard to imagine.
Isaiah said it best with presentation.
Yeah. It's like hard to think of how they put it together.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is easily, you know, assemblable. And this right here just felt like, wow, like I can't even picture. Because, I mean, some of his lyrics come to life with effects in the background and stuff.
So. Yeah, yeah, it really comes to life. And he allows you, because he's not like rapping over the entire track either. He gives it some breathing room where you kind of are immersed in the sound even. So you're kind of like left there, you know, in the 7 minute track of feeling the experience of being in that world even, which is pretty cool. I was a fan of Hieroglyphics, Souls of Mischief, you know, early on. Like I loved these groups, because I felt like they just had a De La Soul-esque kind of feel to them, even though, you know, it was different.
Oh, Oakland had its own hive, man.
Yeah. And I loved their samples that they used to do. I was into beats early on in the early 2000s. So to me, the beats really mattered on what you were sampling. And there was one track where they sampled the Taxi theme song, you know, the Taxi TV
from the show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a dope, you know, little beginning intro. And it's like, da da da.
They imagine finding that gem like right. That. Yeah, I can sample that. Hold on.
Yeah, they sampled chop, that. Chop, chop, chop. And that was like the intro. That's what brought me into both of these groups. That's what brought me into it. And I was just like, oh shoot, like this is pretty dope. Del the Funky Homo Sapien, I didn't listen to this album, Deltron 3030, until probably about like 2 years ago, I'd say. A friend of mine put me on. He was like, yo, have you heard of, he doesn't, he's not a hip hop head at all. Like doesn't, hardly knows any hip hop.
Dang.
But he knew of this album, Deltron 3030. And so he's like, oh, you got to check out, you got to check out this album. I was like, okay, if this guy doesn't know any hip hop, but he knows this album.
Yeah.
All right, let me hear it out. So I heard it and I was just like tripping out. I was like, wait, what? Let me listen to this again. And then I realized that it's Del the Funky Homo Sapien. I'm like, oh shoot. Okay. I didn't even know about this album though. Mm-hmm. So, but as I was listening through it, it was just like totally different. I haven't heard anything like that. And it felt like you were just in this futuristic world. And I never heard of that. I never heard anybody do that like that.
Even thinking like that.
Yeah. Right. And it was just so ahead. And so, yeah, but this, when you brought this back up, I was just like, dang, or Andre brought this one up.
Yeah.
I was just like, dang, like this is going to be a dope one to cover because this one deserves its shine. And not a lot of people, I don't think, have put it on any platforms or talked about it.
But in a heads conversation, it's going to come up no matter what.
Yeah, that's and for sure.
I don't know what it is if there's mutual respect from other MCs, but I haven't seen an attempt to go in this direction. I mean, any kind of attempt, even from like, Andre 3000 or somebody, you know, so Kendrick, maybe like these essential kind of weirdo rappers. I don't know. Danny Brown, maybe, but not even Danny Brown would go that far. So it's one of these situations where it's like he wrote a movie and he brought it to life. And it's very, very rare. The closest thing to like a movie associated to the album is because the internet, but that's still parallel to real life. We can say we can connect dots to here. Whereas this felt like he really left.
With no connection to like the real life.
Right. Really. Yeah. Like he plugged into a real neural machine and he's like really getting shit from the future.
There's some ties that we can get, but I don't think it's so directly like he was trying to.
Yeah.
It just kind of did.
But when you make a classic and it's just organically made, you make songs like Virus that predict the future. So it's just, it is what it is.
This detachment of your MC characteristics. The only thing I've seen as far polar as this was when Cool Keith does Dr. Octagon. That stuff is like you definitely find the common ground between the two character deviations from each other.
Yeah.
And I don't even like saying that because being an MC, you are who you are. I think you're more akin to your MC personality than you ever think. So for in this instance, Deltron 30, Deltron Zero. Isn't that far away from Del the Funky Homo Sapien, but the place and the environment he's in, it's like Del the Funky Homo Sapien went to the future.
And then just wrote about a real street experience from the future.
And what Andre was saying too, as far as finding like comparisons, like between, you know, like Deltron 3030 and Andre 3000, if you end up reading Power Levels.
It's
a joke. This literally does not pay off what I was going to say.
It doesn't pay off at all.
I was going to say that Deltron 3030 has 30% 30 power points more than Andre 3000. So even the power level's off. Like Deltron's going to be way more stronger.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but
in regards to just I think throwing the shot, it's like a Hail Mary, man, and it just works. It really works. And as much praise as I would like to give it, it's just I felt like it was a perfect conversation.
And it's tough for... It could be tough for MCs to keep true to the idea of the album. In this instance, at a commercial level, like Deltron 3030, you have to. You're tied, to labels, you're tied to the art. But like, if I was going to make an album and have it have a concept, I could just like stop halfway and be like, the creative mind wasn't there. No, dude, he saw all the way through.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's a hard thing to do. I mean, to keep that focus on something so out of reach of what we are known, what we even know.
Yeah.
He has to talk about things that are not even here yet or created. And
it's like writing for Star Trek.
Let's find out what Deltron 3030 predicted. Huh?
Yeah. It's like basically, it's like writing for Star Trek and then actually having results, man. So yeah, it's a definite classic in the world of the heads for sure.
So this one, let's talk about the album cover on this one. We have that, futuristic look. It looks like a bunch of people are entering some pod of some sort of some sphere. And it looks like
like something off of Halo.
Right.
Like
it's not like silver.
Yeah.
Like corridors in Halo.
I thought the yellow was kind of iconic. Every time I think of this album, I think of that yellow.
Yeah.
That goldish yellow.
And it has like a, I don't know, like a Hunger Games feel, I guess. It just looks very dystopian.
The whole dystopian thing is just like everything's one color, bland. Everyone filing in single file. Do as I say, not as I do.
Kind of assimilation like of some kind. Yeah. All these words.
Deltron. It's like taking Delafunky Homo sapiens' name and just generalizing it for the futuristic times.
I like that, too. Yeah. I like that.
But Deltron just works, though.
Yeah, that he created that futuristic nickname or the ego, the alter ego for him. I thought that was dope. It kind of reminds me of that character from X-Men. Who's that one that's from the future? He has a little...
Oh, Cable?
Cable. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of like a Cable character. But yeah, other than that, I feel like the album cover is pretty dope. It matches, you know, the topic of the subject of what he's rapping about. It gives you the feel, the look, the aesthetic to it. So
one plus two is that it takes, you get so like entrenched in like the album cover.
Yeah.
You don't see the parental advisory sticker.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You don't. And that's freaking cool.
Yeah.
Like sometimes they stick out like a sore thumb.
I didn't notice.
Like the Two Live Crew album, despite the fact that there's like chicks in bikinis right above the group, there's still this big fat parental advisory label on it. And this, it's at the bottom.
Yeah, it's background as fuck.
That's perfect though.
Yeah, you're right about that. I didn't even notice that.
It's fucking fire.
All right, so let's talk about the three tracks that we're going to be covering. The first track we're going to be covering is going to be
30-30,
which is the intro track, mm-hmm. the opening track. And this track is great because it sets up really the introduction to this futuristic dystopian world. It sets the stage for the concept, for the narrative. And it's just that runs
world building.
Yeah, exactly. It's world building. So let's go into the lyrics there, for 30-30.
Yep. Yo, it's 3030. I want y'all to meet Deltron Zero Hero, not too small feet. It's all see, and his I have time, to get adjusted to his rhythm.
Piece together Del's technique. It's
goes long, goes short,
goes long, goes short. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, cool. I think he tries to, he does this thing kind of like Will Smith does, and it's like he'll change his flow every bar. So he'll do one flow only for a bar where we kind of flow for couplets or we flow for quatrains, which is four bars, and we'll just run a flow for four, right? But he's running one bar flows, and then he'll go, and the rhyme is, listen, this is complicated, but it makes sense. The rhyme is consistent all the way through, right? Applebee's or something, right? And he's going to go off of the Applebee's and all that and run that rhyme scheme four times. All four bars might sound different. He changes the pace four times in a row.
Change of pace.
He changes the timing on everything. So when I look at it like straight up, right? Because I have to read a lot of lyrics. You can kind of predict the flow. With Del, it's not going to happen. You're not going to catch his flow. You just have to hear him do it and remember it. Like memorize that shit.
Hold on. I think I just want to double check one thing just to be sure. Last time we had it.
The time's running on this one. Okay.
I just want to be sure we weren't overlapping the recording.
Oh, you're recording over the recording?
I was sweating for
two episodes. You're going to listen to two episodes one time.
Merge together.
Left ear, right ear, two podcasts. You want to multitask? Check this out.
But okay, he's setting the stage, right?
Right.
First four bars, he's setting the stage. Flow-wise, he's going to play with pockets really hard. He mentioned the Ice Cube connection. I was like, God, that makes sense now. He kind of tells stories like Ice Cube, but he will not flow like him. He refuses to. He's not going to be consistent, man. Caught a nigga slipping in the Walmart. He was talking lots of shit, and he is not smart, right? That's Ice Cube. Whereas Deltron is like, caught a nigga talking shit at the Walmart. He's not smart. Doing what I got. Like, he's just, his timing is like Christopher Walken.
Different.
That's why I call it the Christopher Walken, because he just puts these commas and these pauses in unusual spots.
Mark mentioned it was like a speed bump. Like
Speed bump with the flow.
Yeah.
This is middle ground.
So if the actual like example came into where we were mentioned, he says he's like a slower version of cannabis. I'm like, yeah, like cannabis would be the Autobahn. And Del the Funky Homo Sapien is a parking lot riddled with speed bumps.
Right.
Still equally... the lyrics and flows are present, but it's just up and down.
Up and down.
Now, where he hits you with it long, goes short. yeah, long and short.
You kind of don't know where it's going to come, but it's, you know, it's going to be like automated, defy the laws of nature. Like, yeah, he'll do it on certain little parts.
And the inflections too, the way he uses tone, he'll shift tone in places I don't expect tone to be.
Yeah.
It's all heat in this day and age. Like, what the fuck was that? Right. Yeah. I'll raid your grave, anything it takes to save the day. Right. And he doesn't keep it consistent. There's like, it's like a bad, it's, it feels bad consistency wise, but you know he's doing the best version of it.
Yeah.
Because I always want shit to land exactly where it is.
And that's what makes his style great, is because it is funky. It is hard to,
it's
like,
funky as fuck.
It's hard to really pinpoint where he's going to do that at. And that's the beauty of hearing like Hieroglyphics and hearing like Souls of Mischief. Like, those styles are just, they're funky. They're different.
Right. It's all heat in this day and age. I'll raid your grave and anything it takes to save the day. But also, it's all heat in this day and age, right? So I thought, since in the future, we might have some kind of situation that we don't know about, right? Yeah. So it's all heat. It could be we have a different sun system. We don't know. But we know that we are all the way into the future, man. So everything is being described so immediately. Neuromancer, perfect blend of technology and magic, right? So a neuromancer, right? He explains it in the bar. Neuromancer, perfect blend of tech and magic. So he's in the future. We know who he is, what he's capable of. He's the hero of the story. I just love how he's giving us this build. He's building the world as soon as possible in a clear, coherent way. Mm-hmm. He's not over rhyming. He's not over patterning. Everything is just smooth and straight to the point, man. Use my rapping so you can see all the hazards, plus entertainment where many are brainless. We cultivated a lost art of study, and I brought a buddy. Automator, harder slayer, fascinating combinations. Don't get mad how I'm reading it. Y'all can't flow like this, nigga. We cultivated a lost art of study, and I brought a buddy. The automator, right, is the computer, right? Or but the automator can be maybe like some kind of bot that he has with him.
Yeah.
So the idea is simple. I'm thinking like Rick and Morty shit, right? Like, he's able to write a Rick and Morty story, and it's in rap form.
This whole thing is Dell probably ghostwrites from them
also
now.
And then, see, that's the thing, too, is that it also can maybe relate to maybe Dan.
Yeah, Dan the Automator
too, as well.
Yeah, I like that. Hard to Slayer, fascinating combinations. Because the combination between him and him would be dope.
Yeah.
Cyber warlords are aggravating abominations, omination with hatred. We ain't with that. We hot tech archaeologists searching for knickknacks.
Composing musical stem packs that impacts the soul.
Shout out to Doom, right? Isn't that Doom? Yeah.
Composing musical stem packs that impacts the soul. Crack the mold of what you think rapping's for. So, of course, this story is something you ain't never heard before. He's, you know, doing this. I used to be a mech soldier, but I didn't respect orders. I had to step forward telling the shame for us. So we can metaphorically link it to here, but I don't want to. It's so disassociated from what we do, man.
And I'm painting pictures in my head now, because when he says mech soldier, like, I'm thinking the Exo Squad. You remember the cartoon, the Exo Squad?
Yeah.
Exo Squad.
Yeah, so it was literally these guys that would go into these bigger mech suits, not like Gundam, but like, if say if you're like 6 feet tall, they would be in a mech that's about 18 feet tall. Not too tall, but like, just enough to put in some work with rockets and stuff in the back.
I don't remember that one. I gotta go back.
It'll be here in a box when
it'll be
it.
Under his face.
Which network was that? Which network?
Oh man, Exo Squad probably was on like Fox.
I could see the box.
Not Nickelodeon. Not Cartoon Network.
I think it was Fox.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Exo Squad was dope though.
It'll be here in a
short lived.
Had to step forward, tell him the same forest, living in a post-apocalyptic world, morbid and horrid. The secrets of the past, they hoarded. Now they just boarding on a futuristic spacecraft. No mistakes, black. It's our music we must take back. So, of course, they lied to us, got out of here.
The corporation took all the information. And they have all the info.
And it's a dystopian because they took it all with them. I just love the idea. I'm not going to metaphorically parallel it to the game because it's in there, but it's not. I'm not there with that.
Yeah.
This album doesn't feel like it's about his journey through the game. Like Master Ace's shit felt like it was a journey through the game.
Yeah, metaphor there.
This to me feels more like he really went out there, and no matter what he says, it's going to connect to us. Yeah. And that's what I think he did. He's like, like Rick and Morty, right? They have these crazy ideas that are way out of our context of what we expect, but it's still grounded here. It's grounded in humanity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when the chorus hits in, you hear the organs in the back.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like the Undertaker's intro. So, it sounds like his music. the organs. It's 3030. I want y'all to meet Deltron Zero in Automator. And that just helps. That just helps put this whole idea across in the song to where it's like, yo, we need to make sure that you know this is all futuristic. Mm-hmm. And this is all, well, not close to home, but this is certainly something similar to set the environment.
Yes, yes. I'm feeling like a ghost in the shell. So, of course, we got the connection.
Ghost in the Shell.
Great anime. I wrote this in jail playing host to a cell. So, of course, he was a mech that went against his orders. So, of course, he had to deal with some jail time. But for pure verbal, they said my sentence was equivalent to murder. Just another hurdle. I bounced through a portal. I knew they had the mind state of mere mortals. It's funny reading it straight up, man. His delivery is what makes the story interesting. Like, that's another thing. Del, like, makes the story interesting just by how he says these words, man. But I knew they had the mind state of mere mortals. My ears morphed to receptors to catch your every word about gravity control and the families they hold for handsome ransoms on the run with a handgun blast bioforms. I am warm. This sounds like cannabis. It just sounds like cannabis with fucking there's a refinement to this shit. Cause cannabis will go as far as he can. Super a cyber animatic android form, right? He will say the whole thing as a description for what he is. Like super alloy, double. Yeah, he would go so fucking far in the description, right? Dell is very limited in the descriptions, but he's saying a lot.
Yeah, he's like the colors before they go through tie-dye.
Yeah.
Where cannabis is like, he's the end result of a tie-dye shirt.
But yes. I do like how he...
You're like, where's this going?
I do like how Dell does like a very big bend of words, because like even that line on the run with the handgun
blast bioforms.
So bioforms,
because he's a mech though. His mindset is I'm a mech. A human isn't
right.
He knows them as only bioforms.
But I like how like handgun bioforms, like it kind of rhymes, but it doesn't. I don't know. It's like on the run with a handgun blast bioforms.
I am warned. Yeah. Bioforms and I am warned. On the run, handgun blast bioforms. I am warned.
Yeah.
And that's once again that he's doing these one bar flows, right? On the run with a handgun blast bioforms. I am warned that a planet wide manhunt with cannons will make me abandon my foolish plan of uprising. So my foolish plan of uprising, fuck dying. I hijack a mech, control it with my magical chance. So battle advance. Fuck your flow, Del. It's not fair, man.
Through centuries of hip hop, legacy, mega speed, hyperwarp to Automator's crib and light the torch. They can't fight the force. Victory is ours once we strike the source. Mm. So even trying to
that's a play off of Star Wars, of course, blowing up the Death Star, right?
Yeah. Right. I noticed something he does too. Sometimes he will rhyme.
Victory is ours once we strike the source.
He actually goes into Star Wars.
Victory is ours once we strike the source. Right?
Yeah. He ends up going to do to Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Well, no. He goes touches Star Trek. Says Enterprise and wise men look to the horizon because Star Trek. They're always looking,
and they got Star Trek Enterprise.
Well, their slogan, remember, that to go into new places,
right.
It's always looking for something else.
Right, so he's connecting cool.
Their ship
both.
Their ship is Enterprise.
Yes.
I like that. That's fucking.
But I like the technique here is, you know, he'll bust a rhyme right after a rhyme. So Enterprise and wise men, like he'll sometimes do that.
Look to the horizon.
He'll do like little combinations. Enterprise, wise men, look for the horizon.
He's making you go back and forth rhythmically, but he's controlling it.
Yes.
You know, he's like, oh, you thought this way. No, he's
Doom does that.
Well, all right. How about this? This is the best way we could probably take his style. The rodeo horse at any bar, any country bar starts off.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I think I can handle this.
Yeah. Right.
But who's dictating the pace?
Yes.
Is Dell.
Because the rhyme could be anywhere. It really doesn't have to be bracketed in a certain spot.
There should be something where this fucking slot is in the beat.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Yes. Yes. All your anticipation gets destroyed by the end of that shit.
Right. Because look at the next line right there. Yeah. Enterprise and wise men look to the horizon. Thinking more capitalism is the wisdom and in prison. So the rhyme can come anywhere in the sentence. It's going to come.
That's the Christopher Walken. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
So thinking more capitalism is the wisdom and in prison, all citizens empowered with rhythm, right? So he's like, That shit doesn't make sense to me in regards to that. I could write it, but I can't deliver it. Yeah. Like
that's good unfolding about this though. Like his rhymes can show up any which way, anywhere.
Yeah, it's gonna pop up anywhere, but it's gonna pop up.
And in prison, all citizens empowered with wisdom. See, not man, with the
I wish someone on the internet was really doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good stuff, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
We keep the funk alive by talking with idioms. I like that too. Yeah. Just you know, idioms are just forms of speech. Idioms are actually the key to a lot of this wordplay shit.
Yeah. After verse the three, chorus, two to verse 7 3,
minute song.
Then, yeah. So like, there's a lot of space, like Isaiah mentioned, with this first song spaced out, but I think you need that kind of space within this first track to establish the environment that you're going to be like, this is just the first song,
this word building,
but we need to let you know that this is 30-30.
But it is intentional. I think the way he spaces that out after the verse and gives it some breathing room where it's just you and the instrumental
makes it feel like space.
Yeah, he makes you feel like you're there present in the room while this is happening. And like, you know, just, you feel like immersed in
even
it.
That sound that
like
makes you feel like you're like in just space with your mind, whether it just be the blank space, but like you're waiting for Dell to get you back on to paint the rest of the picture.
Very intentional.
It's an eternal evil concerned with thievery, medieval prehistoric rhetoric. Well ahead of that.
Right away. Okay. Look, medieval prehistoric rhetoric. Well ahead. Well, we ahead of that. But he's bending that with rhetoric. Man,
historic.
Fuck that shit, man. Lay it down with sound waves that pound pavement. Original minstrels, my central processing unit is in tune with my heart for this art. Ooh. Not artificial because that makes it hard to miss you. That one bar flow shit, I'm telling you. Like, we want to rhyme for couplets. This motherfucker will internalize the rhymes on one bar.
Now, there are those who get hung up like on the sound of the rhyme has to be very
it has to be at matched. The end, man.
So like when you hear like not artificial because that makes it hard to miss you, that's not a perfect rhyme. Mm-mm. Not artificial, you know, because that
do they
makes
call
it
stressed and unstressed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the unstressed is what he's doing.
Is that, that's what he's doing. Stressed rhymes are just like, you can get away with
it. Oh, got it. Unstressed
pickle
is the more
and,
deliberate.
Pickle and ripple can rhyme with a stressed rhyme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's important, I think, to add to, like, our skills as an MC, like, when we want to try to build and become the cell of rap or whatever. To take on these little skills like that, I think, is important to not always think, like, oh, this doesn't rhyme perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
That'll keep you stuck within a bar or two.
That can keep you for months sometimes, you know?
I like this bar here, and I know that Genius is going to try to break this down in its own way, but original minstrels, my central processing unit, is in tune with my heart for this art.
He's black.
So it's like he's going back to the roots of the original minstrels were probably, you even go with jazz on the Mississippi Delta, if you want to get real specific. Mm-hmm. Those songs are his original processing unit. It's part of his CPU.
Yes.
And it's in tune with his heart for the art, but then he goes further and says, not artificial, because that's what makes it hard to miss you.
Damn.
Come on, man. He's real.
Copycats finish last in this human race.
And that's after the not artificial bar.
Staying glued to safes, too prude to take a Buddha break. So it's like, sometimes you got to relax.
Yeah.
Light a spliff.
But staying glued is in relation to getting high, too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So staying glued. Yeah. And then we got espers that let us bless with fresh shit undetected by yes men. Oh, man. It sounds like Doom, right? Question for 5 fleeting nanoseconds of fame, protecting the brain from conspiracies against my cosmos. So there we go. He abandoned the rhyme and went in another direction.
Little Akira Easter egg here. While I flowed in Neo-Tokyo with opio. Or discuss combustible rust clusters with plus.
Wait, what?
Look at that.
Discuss combustible rust clusters.
What the
heck? Analyzing. It's over 10,000.
It's impossible.
What? Look at his power level.
It's impossible.
Just got finished watching the Ginyu Force portion of Dragon Ball Z the other day. It's just Jay's like, he's too powerful, Captain.
Oh, yeah.
The vacuous space of all these alien races, and all of a sudden there's like an Australian planet.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Just all Australia.
He's too powerful, this was Captain.
Oh, man. But yeah, or discuss combustible rust clusters with plus.
I don't think Anakin Skywalker would know what that is. Or right. Like,
yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to need to discuss in combustible rust clusters with plus. Watto, what is that?
Right.
I don't exactly. know what the hell that is, Watto.
Oh, shit.
Evade cyber police in a
computer crib. Confuse the kids. So that's a Matrix bar, isn't it? Or a smart house, maybe a computer crib. Confuse the kids, but I can make a kick and rhyme that's sacred. Telepathic mind that takes his greatness from the Matrix. Esper rhyme professor rushes on cold depressions.
Isn't Esper?
Esper rhyme Esper. Professor.
Isn't Esper someone from the Matrix?
Mm-hmm. Or Esper's a magic user.
There
isn't
was it? Cypher.
Yeah, they're like extrasensory. Like they're like magicians and shit. And Esper has like psychic abilities and shit. Somebody from X-Men would be an Esper.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
But yeah. Esper rhyme professor rushes on colder pressures with correction measures while half the world's a desert. Cannibals eat human brains for dessert. So, of course, we got this situation of how he's describing how fucked up this world situation is.
Right.
Yeah. Buried under deep dirt, mobility inert. You can't go anywhere. There's sand everywhere. Sounds like Interstellar a little bit. I insert these codes for the cataclysm. Ever since I had the vision, use my magnetism. So the codes are the rap he's spitting right now to us. To destroy this whole problem. Ever since I had the vision, use my magnetism in this modern metropolis that tries to lock us up under preposterous laws. It's not for us. Yeah, it's just 3030 is a great opener, man. The door is open. And we have a great description of this world.
You feel that revolutionary spirit.
Fuck yes.
You know, there's an escalating conflict in here. Mm-hmm. You have that.
Man against machine.
That feeling that he's the beacon of hope. So
man against corporation.
Yeah.
And he sounds like Mega Man almost.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like yeah. There's Zero. There's Mega Man. There's Deltron X.
Yeah.
Deltron Zero, maybe. There's Deltron Base.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, to take on this as a feat, that's
ambitious, so dude.
Very great, man. To have this in hip hop is so sick, dude. A dystopian, futuristic world. Like, you only see that in novels and books and stuff. You don't see that in hip hop.
Yeah,
like
Philip K. Dick and Del the Funky Homo Sapien probably got together and made this album.
Or the guy, the author of 1984 or something? Like, they got together.
Yeah.
I forgot his name right now, but was it George something?
George Orwell.
Yeah. George Orwell. Props to Mark when getting that one.
Very fast.
But yeah, so it kind of reminds me of that, but it's in hip hop form. Like, you know, that's crazy. Like, that's dope, you know?
Oh, dude, speaking of that, like, when it kind of sound like oh my gosh. So it was like, I was, we were at the bar the other day.
Yeah.
And the bartender had to get my attention because I'm watching Jeopardy on one of the TVs and I'm just like, what is that? And I'm just like, sir, I was like, oh, sorry about that. I like kept looking at the screen, trying to figure that out. I was just like, damn, you could pop in me with some trivia right now.
George Orwell. Who is George Orwell?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So all what right. was the next one? Are we going with
let's go to,
3030?
Virus.
And oh, yeah, okay.
Virus.
So
let's jump to virus.
Controversial take here, guys. This can go a lot of ways.
A lot of ways.
Deltron Zero went pretty accurate with what you can anticipate when it comes to a technological holocaust,
right,
which could be an effect from a nuclear holocaust, or it could be something as controlling as something that we may be dealing with today. We're not going to try to hit the target trigger words. I want to make sure that we're all on board with that just so we can skate around so we can keep it on YouTube.
Yeah. I got you.
So let's start with...
I want to devise a virus. To bring dire straits to your environment.
Oh, so speaking of 1984, they actually mention...
It's actually the opening sample on this track. I thought you were like shooting ahead.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't even know that. So where's the first one?
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
You see late in the evening, effed up on my computer and my mind starts roaming. I create like a heathen. The first cycles of this virus I can send through a modem. Infiltration hits your station. No Microsoft or enhanced DOS will impede. Society thinks they're safe when, bingo, hard drive crashes from the rending. a lot of hackers tried viruses before, vaporizer text, like so much whiteout. I want it where a file replication is a chore. Lights out, shut down entire White House.
Damn.
Oh, the visual on that. Yes. I don't want just a bug that could be corrected. I'm erecting immaculate design, break the nation down section by section. Even to the greatest minds, it's impossible to find.
I want to devise a virus to bring and peace to him for saying dire straits.
Yeah,
like that crap, man. So like you're when you're just using old rhetoric, like, oh man,
yeah, that's pretty sick to combine into there. But again, showcasing these intricate rhymes, showcasing the storytelling abilities. He's delving into the themes of control. So he's just a build
showing you how superior this virus has to be. Where like even DOS. Can't go through it, no like computer systems, Microsoft and nothing.
It.
Like
it has to be better than the previous hackers because it's already happened. Like people have tried to hack before, spread a virus before.
Have it so complex that even when you try, I want it where file replication is a chore. Mm-hmm. So even trying to make a copy of it or even just trying to make copies after the virus is installed, slowing your whole computer down.
Like you can't even restore it. Yeah. Because like if you restore from a virus, then you can make a duplicate. You have a duplication of your last computer, maybe by a month or so. And then you go into a system restore and you go back by a month, right? Or a few weeks.
Right.
You can save your computer. He's saying you can't system restore it at all. That's what I'm seeing at least. So you can't system restore the whole system.
We should have brought someone from Geek Squad to validate all
that. Yeah, exactly. I've been working in IT for 15 years.
We play this album
all the time. This is real technology.
Well, with DOS, you could pretty much. I'm like, dang. Imagine you start dissecting it like
What kind of computer are we talking about?
Well, the type of virus you'd have to make.
Did his computer have a warranty? This would all have been nullified if he had a warranty.
Did you start and restart the system? The whole fucking community?
Yeah, this is all the comment feed is going to be. Like, we thought there's like a lot of engagement for hip-hop heads. It's all breakdown of a computer virus.
Got the IT heads loving this shit, man. So they got the cuts between the tracks they're using from Star Wars.
This cover looks like a Norton antivirus cover. Like
it stupid. It looks like Norton.
When we get when this starts getting more traction, like it's gonna McAfee's gonna send us a promo code.
Yeah, I know.
So Andre mentions that the interlude between the two verses, you have samples from Star Trek. The episode that's specifically dope. Is the Robot Masters.
Oh, that's dope.
And then it goes into, I want to develop a super virus better by far than that old Y2K. So he's even naming
this is
like.
This is dropping in 2000.
Right.
So just, he's like ahead of the disaster we're afraid of.
Like it happened a long time ago or something.
This is 3030, the time of global unification, breakthrough. They, terminals, burn them all, slaves to silicon, corrupt politicians with leaders in the key words, FBIs and spies stealing bombs. We're going to try to get as close as we can to replicating this flow by Dell, but
it ain't going to happen.
Between three rappers that try to read lyrics and try to make it make sense, we're still having trouble.
Yeah.
I love that this is a definite... example of how unique Del Funky Homo Sapiens' flow is.
Yeah,
it's like we have the guitar notes, but we still can't play it.
Yeah.
we're like the guys that suck in Guitar Hero.
Right.
Like, we're trying shit.
Everybody loot the stores, get your canned goods. Even space stations are having a hard time. Peacekeepers seek to take our manhood, which results in the form of global apartheid. So hard time and apartheid rhymes, right? So canned goods, manhood rhymes, but he did it all out of order. Like, you know, the AB rhymes. Ghettos are trash dumps with gas pumps exploding and burnt out since before the Great Union. The last punks walk around like mass monks, ready to manipulate the database or break through them.
Damn.
Human rights come in 100th place. Damn! Wait, human rights come in 100th place. Mass production has always been number one. New Earth has become a repugnant place, so it's time to spread the fear to Thundersome.
Maybe predicting there's this evil agenda between electric vehicles, and so he has this, ghettos are trash dumps with gas pumps, showing that, hey, look, either
floating cars would be a thing.
Either petroleum is no longer used as technology advanced, probably with anti-gravity.
That makes sense.
Or the fact that they went all electric.
Yeah. Right.
It just depends on the primitive nature of, you know, the middle class. Now, see, now we're getting way too involved. This is supposed to be a rap album.
Yeah. Exactly.
But damn,
exactly.
He's hit it like that.
Exactly.
And I love how he describes, well, he's saying, he's mentioning this big event, the Great Union. Yeah. Since the Great Union.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that there's some sort of event that happened.
Well, maybe the Great Union happened after Y2K, maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to make something greater than this Y2K thing that already hit.
The Galactic Empire is real. Look at
that's
that.
That's fucking wild.
The last punks walk around like masked monks. Mm. That's a pretty interesting description. The last punks walk around like masked monks.
Now, they would be punks because they're not fighting, right? And masked monks are the peacekeepers.
Peacekeepers, right.
Masked monks, you can't see them, right? So it's like you're not even going to know he's a monk. And usually monks, I mean, they could whoop your ass if they wanted to, but I'm seeing a monk that doesn't want to be involved.
Because monks are also known for like martial art abilities as well.
Right.
So that's
but they don't even use it.
Right.
And they're kind of like a Jedi in a way.
Yo, yeah, exactly. Liu Kang was the only one to escape and look how he got. Yeah. Shit. A bicycle kick you, turn into a dragon and eat you.
That's sick.
But that's a good point that you bring that like monks have to be unmasked if they want to regulate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like that idea. Interesting. I like that. So I think the word, the playoff of punks to me is like the idea is that they're not fighting.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I want to devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Oh, it's hook three. It's the last hook. I'm reading the hook again. But yeah, I think this track as a whole, man,
it
almost predicted the future.
I get this feeling right here when you listen to this, and it's like, damn, like a lot of stuff is clawing at the source of this.
But it also feels like, I mean, there's more metaphorical layers, I'm sure of it. I thought maybe the virus was this album. If you wanted to do the metaphorical link to music, right? You know, something greater than all the guys that came before. And, you know, the album is infectious. It goes viral by him selling and other people getting it. So
yeah, that's good.
But I don't want to parallel to real life. I just think it's better as this sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to parallel it to Earth, you know? But even the virus play off of that, just thinking of a Matrix and wanting to have a virus for the Matrix sounds fucking crazy. Just to piece that together. You know, he's been fucking with Star Trek and Star Wars pretty hard.
Yeah.
No, cause I think he fucks with Star Trek because of, the accuracy. Star Trek, if you watch Star Trek, it's all accurate as they can get it to like actual space travel.
Yeah.
Whereas Star Wars is more Flash and Marvel, like, you know, fun shit.
Yeah. The only downside that Star Trek had was that like the people in Star Trek did everything out of the goodness of their heart.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it was like, right. But morality. There was no money involved. And I'm like, yeah, right. Like, yeah. I'd love for that to happen, but
just for the sake of exploration. Like, right.
just for like the good of man.
Yeah.
Jean-Luc Picard just all down for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. William Shatner was just like, what is, you know, the quest of man? And he would look onto the distance and like, God. It's for the sake of exploration. Like,
Spock was all with the reasons for this idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
He went on a big tangent.
Group of 10 people fucking try to change everything.
But yeah, out of this track, you get a lot. You get the sense of the manipulation, a loss of autonomy. Like, you know, he's really starting to really come together the full picture, because this is about four or five tracks in now. And this is really like connected at all.
Intellectually akin to cannabis, because you could see all this.
Yes.
To know it, one thing, to rhyme it is another.
And to build a world around everything you've rhymed, that's a whole nother class, man.
Yeah. It's really cool, though, to create, like, kind of your own world, like, the way, like...
These kind of albums are very ambitious, risky, but you have to... You see the vision within yourself to do something this grand, you know, a la Da Vinci doing the Sistine Chapel. He saw something and he was like, damn it, I got to do it. But at the risk of what? Making these scaffolds to where he's like painting like this all day.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what it takes.
Yeah.
So in respect to Deltron 3030, Del the Funky Homo Sapien has to go to this place, but he sees it here, you know, and that's like, saw the vision. He saw it through
from ground level, man.
Because even taking the commercial risk to do that, he's like, "I want this as an album." It's like, "Well, you want this as like an independent thing?
Yeah,
you want
who's your audience? You got stats for this?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Is there a market for this?
Exactly.
Went beyond that, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's sick. All right, so we got the third track is, what did we choose again for the third
upgrade
track?
I think we went for Upgrade.
Oh yeah, Upgrade. Okay.
Just the idea of it, you know, for as far as the theme and everything that we've seen on this album, and it's immediately after Virus, so it's like after the Virus concept. Upgrade your gray matter, your brain, upgrade your mind. Since the whole concept is computer matrixy concepts, downloading a new mind or new ideas is as simple as the Matrix. Trinity going, hey, I need to fly a helicopter. She knows how to fly a helicopter.
Right.
So I feel like he was just utilizing computer information with the mindset of the people there. So
it's a little this is a little PSA to community college. Here at Brian Mark College, we can get you prepared for the 31st century with advanced programming and quad
Java rendering. Java plus plus plus
language. They thought JavaScript was gonna last.
Yeah, we don't even fucking have Java anymore. It's just gone, man. So upgrade your gray matter because one day it may matter. Very simple mantra, but it gets straight to the
point.
And
it builds up too. It starts off kind of low, and then it kind of comes more into center. And you hear it, update your gray matter because one day it may matter. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I don't know why that line just, I mean, yeah, it's being repeated, but it really does stick where I feel like after of not even listening to this album, I feel like I'm going to remember that line. It feels like it's just one of those lines that really stick.
And it's almost a play on that kind of, yo, keep your knowledge, son.
But it's
a futuristic version of it.
It's a futuristic
version. Stay woke, son. Right?
Exactly.
And this is more like, upgrade your gray matter. I love that idea.
May matter. So monotone, but
and even the color gray in it, it's like you just figure, it's like, oh yeah, this is as dystopian as we can say, stay woke or like try to improve, upgrade your gray matter because one day it may matter.
And at first I thought he was talking about like your computer unit, like upgrade your gray matter because usually computers are kind of gray or white.
Oh.
So because I thought because it may matter because if it's old technology, it starts to become outdated.
Actually,
so
it shouldn't be good. There's no wrong.
That's a good way to, way to see it too.
There's no wrong way to go. I believe every angle in here is as blatant as it can be. I just like how it runs like, hey, time for you. Okay. Hey, time for you to upgrade. Fuck save. Time to load. Right. So low. I mean, you're going to, when you load, you gain something, right?
Yeah, you're gaining,
like if I need to load a sample into my DAW for a track I'm going to do or whatever, I got to load it in. Right. So fuck save, time to load. All my rhymes, the soul, and find your own. Salivate over what I collaborate with high tech wizardry and breathe new life into the industry. But the industry to me is the whole system, right? Yeah. Save to the hard drive for the archive. So once again, the industry is that giant hard. I think the hard drive as a whole is all the minds. So save to the hard drive for the archives, 3030 with a global apartheid. Sensitivity ain't the energy, brain chemically contorted with no coordinates to your ordinance. What? What? Sensitivity ain't the energy, brain chemically contorted with no coordinates to your ordinance. We can't find you. I love it. I love it. Your ordinance cannot be placed, sir. So yeah, upgrade your gray matter because one day it may matter. Yo, your recovery slow. Verse my two, dual input plus my modem, the tools in my foot. Wait, the tools in foot?
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah, long songs, instrumental, digital projector, professor. I'll school you on the art and how his texture map. See, fuck this rhyme, man. His rhyme style makes me mad.
How it's texture mapped.
Wait, okay, so long songs, instrumental, digital projector, professor. Long songs, instrumental, digital projector, professor.
Right.
I'll school you on the art and how it's texture mapped. Right. So long songs, texture. Instrumental.
Yeah, you're expecting kind of like a big rhythmical payoff after that.
Right.
Like,
right.
Digital projector, professor. I'll school you on the art of how it's texture mapped.
Right. So he's going to school you on all that shit he just said. Yeah. Right. Get your act together. My style is mega. Massive size. Educate the heads of eight lonely beggars. Only shred of evidence is the virtual file stored within the cerebellum. Hit you burka with style. I love that shit, man. Yeah, no. So, okay, as far as how I'm seeing it, man, it's just the idea, though. It's just downloadable information. He's like, I got the best information. Y'all need to download it. What we got after that? Verse 3. My defense capabilities with ape agility. Ape agility. So he could whoop your ass with the power of ape. He's still a mech, so it makes sense. With ape agility, take possibilities to the point of sense and shatter it. Commence the babbling. I'm meditating on a homo sapien. Fuck your rhyme pattern, Del. With no education, I'm 3D acceleration. So I don't need to be educated. I can move faster in regards to knowledge, I guess. Yeah. 3D acceleration because they're inside of a matrix.
My programming language is the strangest. To come to grips with mechanized mischiefs. Kicks it off with circular projectiles. X-Files heralded as the most important dwarfs to corporates.
You don't know where it's coming. I love that.
And when I'm spitting it, I'm trying to find yeah, the rhythm. Exactly. I'm trying to like do what? That. He is the only key to that
X-Files heralded as the most important dwarf, the coordinates. What?
And I kind of love that because you can't predict it really.
He said it. My programming language is the strangest. This is the programming language. Right. Raps.
Correct.
To come to grips with mechanized mischief kicks off with circular projectiles. X-Files, Harold is the most important dwarf, the court. What?
See, I think.
As the most important two dwarf the corporates, I think he was supposed to say.
No. Oh, yeah. The most important dwarf the corporates. Yeah. Yes.
Or the important.
I read it as coordinates, yeah, but the most important dwarf the corporates.
Now, for sure, I believe he rhymes forward. And what I mean by that is he doesn't really know what's going to come ahead. I think he writes from behind and
then he rolls into the next line.
Yeah, because there's some rappers who kind of think ahead and rhyme, I guess, and like, well, okay, I'm going to say this punchline here. They kind of know where they're going. I feel like Del is just going to like go forward and just whatever he feels like.
It's like a moving brick wall. Yeah, I got you. It's like no tail or no trail at all.
Whatever word sounds good to him, whether it's programming or whatever, he's going to roll off of that, whatever comes to his mind.
Like, oh, and then the ideas just progress from there just make the rest of the verse.
I feel like that's what he does here, but I could be wrong. But
I think that's just his flow overall to where like whenever the bar suits him, like whenever the finish, like the completion of that bar to him, his bars don't end and begin where we would want to deem. He is the ruler of that.
Right. It's not the norm.
He's kept to that.
Yeah.
He's kept to that because he always rhymes like this.
Right.
Hey, I reduce the gain when I boost my brain. What you used to saying, I loosen the frame. Which is used to saying, I'm loosening the frame.
If he kept his style just like that the whole time, he'd be, it'd be a lot of, it'd be a lot of rhyming. But I think maybe that's like, I want to say that it would be in his best interest to rhyme like this, but you know, and I say that the most respectful way, but he doesn't, but then we're still in love with his rhythmical style.
Exactly.
That's what it feels like. Exactly. Too. Cause that's what keeps me listening. That's why I call it the Christopher Walken. It's like Christopher Walken gets the lines and they're organized a certain way. And he will put his own stopping points.
Yeah. Cause even I wouldn't rhyme saying with frame. Right. I wouldn't rhyme. That's not a typical rhyme for me. I wouldn't aim for frame after I said sane.
Yeah.
You know, so this is Dell. This is, that's kind of where his area is.
With shock announcements, T-minus and counting, effects control and bouncing, star studded and flooded like fountains, a new machine. Real artists are few between.
You better lube your screen.
My renders are splendor, 360, reflecting quickly. Increase your disk speed so you could.
My renders are splendor, 360, right? That's a cycle, a circle, an eye maybe. Reflecting quickly, increase your disk speed. Okay, I guess the 360 could be the disk too.
Yeah.
Increase your disk speed so you could upgrade your gray matter, right? So improve your computer, mechable person, person. You got two more verses after this too. My production model is the stuff to boggle minds. You got a log on time of exactly 36 nanoseconds.
Sheesh.
So what does that mean? You're just brand new or if your log on time is of exactly 36 nanoseconds, you're barely here. I just logged on the Facebook 36 nanoseconds.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's like the safety measure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. My production model is the stuff to boggle minds. So his production model is ahead of time, which means he's been here longer. And then you got a log on time of just like you just got made, right? Your machine just came out, right?
Oh, you're talking about like the log on time as far as like being hours. Okay. Got it.
Like that, the T-1000 just turned on 36 nanoseconds ago and he knows. Ambidextrous with ambience. Watch the cannons twist while I lock out my hardware. All right, so ambidextrous with ambience, which he can handle both sides. Ambience is the space itself.
Yeah.
So watch the cannons twist while I lock out my hardware. Locking out is a hacking turn, isn't it?
I kind of think of that movie Looper where they have that weird gun that twists.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it kind of feels like that's what he's describing here. Watch my cannons twist
while I lock out my hardware.
Yeah.
Word warfare logistically locate and process with psychotropics to optimize my profits. So, I mean, smoking. So word warfare, he's a rapper, logistically locate and process. Just find MCs to kill with psychotropics to optimize my profits. So I'm getting high to find them.
Psychotropics?
Yeah, psychotropic is like weed, mushrooms, stuff like that.
The stuff that they were smoking in Minority Report. Yeah. Like it was came in like a little inhaler. That thing took you places, man. Tom Cruise's character, he like inhaled it and like he was in VR with his kid.
That's right. Yeah.
He was
just like, that's right. I forgot about that.
Ended up being in VR with his kid. Oh, damn. Yeah.
I forgot about that scene.
That's funny. A good movie, man.
That's perfect. That
he's probably watched that shit.
That's a perfect dystopian, also kind of
futuristic concept.
Yeah.
Envelop you with development kits that help me. Envelop you with development kits that help me. So he's still talking about beating you in rap. To embellish the elements dynamic and too intelligent. So every verse has gotten more complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And now we're in verse six. Looky
verse
here.
Six.
Yeah, six verses. Looky here. As soon as I release the chip, you cease to rip, right? So I thought cease to rip was you spitting, right? Yeah.
Right.
Or you cease to, because you couldn't cease to die, right?
Oh, ripping as far as copying it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So looky here, as soon as I release the chip, you cease to rip. Synopsis, you want to top this? Reach to it. Digital retouch, reconstruct the whole conglomerate. With our armaments, we use with tolerance, such as a G-bomb, cyborg with three arms, translate the ancient language with a brain dish. Brain dish? What? So like instead of a satellite dish, it's a brain dish. Micro machines, pollen stream, conducting electrons, Deltron strengthened with molecular bonds. So I feel like he went this. He went full like cannabis jizzer per verse, and I thought he was digging deeper.
He was definitely digging deep right here.
So upgrade your gray matter because you can't even understand this motherfucker. Yeah, exactly. But the idea is like since we listen to cannabis so much, it's like we can the dots do connect easier.
Yeah.
But I can imagine a motherfucker that's just not ready for that. Such as a G-bomb cyborg with three arms. The fuck? A G-bomb? What's a G-bomb, man? Like,
I love
a gigabomb or something?
I love that he's tackling this, though. I love that he's reaching for these big words and for futuristic terms and really building up this world and really wrapping the lingo of even being in the future in 3030. Mm. And you have to have crazy imagination to even attempt to do something like this.
Yeah, and
you couldn't do it without imagination. You have
to have a semblance of some sort of that you kind of know what you're talking about because it loosely
micro machines, polystream conducting electrons is him saying your mind heard what I said, right?
Right.
That's what he's saying. Micro machines, which is the brain, pollen stream conducting electrons, Deltron strengthened with molecular bonds. So who gives a fuck? God damn it.
This shit is like Mark said, you have to at least have some sort of knowledge to be able to even say something, to even try to describe that. You have to actually have some sort of knowledge.
But do you have to consider the idea that he might have even wrote maybe like a cast sheet.
Yeah.
Like Deltron does this, he thinks like this, he has this, he knows this, his computing system is this, he does it this way.
Yeah,
this,
that's how it sounds. I was going to ask you, how do you guys think he prepared for this? Like, how do you prepare for an album like this?
I know to some capacity, Doom kind of like puts all of his pieces on paper, then he writes it, right?
Right.
So I thought Dell did something similar.
Yeah, like maybe at least have a loose story.
Favorite Star Trek references, favorite Star Wars references, then his own references, like this is my, you know, 3030, what is going on in my world, and then finding the connecting links, then writing the songs.
Yeah.
You know, because you can write the beats to your story first and there's, you know, add the rhymes in later. So I feel like he got all the technology and the ideas and built the world first and then he rapped, which made it worse for other people that doesn't understand this language he made up, right? This mechanized kind of like, I can imagine people in my family listening to this and going, what the fuck is that? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So I know that this like super nerdy tech talk can go in a bad direction for some people, but the beats were so crazy. They would
makes
just
it
listening.
Enjoyable because of the beats though. The beats really make it welcoming because you listen to the beats also too. The fact that he gives you some space as well.
Yeah.
So he gives you some space. And then there are certain tracks where it's a little bit more, I feel like easier to interpret. Like I think Mastermind is a little bit more easier for the, like, let's say Walmart listener to come in and listen to this track or this type of music. Here though, I feel like he was reaching for He was digging deep, like you
said. The example of like, yeah, you need to upgrade your gray matter to understand what this was.
This even is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like he was intentionally trying to make it difficult for that reason, of the sake of what the point of the song is.
Yeah, I got you.
I feel like that. But the beats themselves was in the world that you're immersed in. That's what makes it enjoyable, because you're listening. And even though it's so far beyond us, it's you know that it's in 3030. So it's like, it's cool. It's like, okay, it's a course is beyond me. It's in 3030. So I'm not really supposed to get it. You know what I mean? So like, it feels like, okay, that I don't get it in a sense.
And Entry 2 came out in 2013. Which is the second Deltron outing.
Yeah.
It took a long time to come out. Unfortunately, I haven't listened to it, but I just wanted to, you guys, if you didn't know, there's
a sequel.
Yeah. Entry two is, it came out in 2013. So if you guys are interested.
Deltron 4040. The Neuralink. You all stink. Da, da, da. Something, something. And just think about all that technology. Yeah. He's all like, okay, 3030s tech.
Right. Exactly.
Give me another 1,000 years.
AI food, like anything, 3D printed guns.
Yeah, dude. Would you guys ever attempt to write something like this, like futuristic?
Actually, yeah. I was working on an EP that was based on Rick and Morty. And I just, because you can write anything with their world, you know, so it was specifically using Rick and Morty, though. It was just three songs, nothing crazy, but I just never finished it. But the idea was really fun. Like, I can make anything happen. I can start the first verse and say, this is the third verse, and literally reference the third verse.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then the second verse is the first, and I could just move everything around. I could do weird shit with the Rick and Morty formula because they have unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the concept, but I didn't want to do anything more than three songs on it.
Yeah.
But to write it, that's kind of what I'm doing now. Mm. I'm watching my favorite Rick and Morty episodes and like grabbing moments. Like, okay, that time travel gimmick he did, that was pretty dope. Parallel dimension concept, Rick and Morty season 2, where their dimensions just kept splitting into more dimensions because they couldn't decide what they wanted to do. Mm. I was like, as a rap song, that shit is fire. Yeah. So just grab some of those moments, but it's not out. So, but I'll let you know when it's out though. But yeah, three songs, and it's just using this.
He's just hyping it up at this point.
Yeah. It's just unlimited ammo though. Rick and Morty, just like Deltron, is like, if Deltron watched Star Trek for concepts of technology, I just did the same with Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, you know, Mark was right though. It's like, in order to accomplish something like this, to really see it to follow through, it has to be burning in here, because there's a lot here. You know, there's 20 tracks.
Guy just dropped six verses on one song.
He dropped six verses. And some tracks are even 7 minutes long, like 3030 we just covered. So it's like amazing that you see the energy and the care to details and the production, like, it's all here. Like, there's a full on just immaculate production along with the lyrics, along with the delivery. Like, there wasn't a track on here that I listened to where I was just like, there wasn't a track where I felt like he wasn't giving the effort. In other words, every track had the effort. And so to that, it deserves its credit. Like, and I didn't know what to expect when I went back to listening again, cause I couldn't remember. But as I was listening again, I was just like, dang. This one doesn't have have a miss. Yeah. It doesn't have a miss on this one. So for that reason, I think this one's definitely deserves that the accolade of being a classic.
Absolutely.
For sure on this one. Takeaways on this. I started with Mark last time. I'll start with you, Dre.
World building is important, and it's evident through this project.
Yeah.
Delivery is important, and it's evident through this project, because he's just reading the words we just read, but in his way that we can't read it. So a lot of the story is just interesting to experience. So world building is important. Connecting with your producer is important. Mm-hmm. All of that made this classic. Him disassociating with our life, even though there's some parallels, is just how far away he got from us and made this album. That's important to me. So if you guys do have a concept that you want to go that far with, this is the example. Yeah. You have to watch this movie and see how you can make your own. So yeah, that's my takeaway. Everything about it comes together, from production, quality of word spit, writing, everything. So yeah.
Yeah. He made it, Del the Funky Homo Sapien made it feel like I don't know the English language. I still don't fully comprehend it.
I'm not comfortable with it.
In the best compliment I can find, it's technologically dense, but you, even even if you tiptoe in this whole technological geek culture that I love, I'll do cannonballs in this shit. You know, I like listening to this kind of stuff. I hope that this was an inviting moment for some Del the Funky Homo Sapien fans, for them to be like, okay, cool. Like, this is an experimental album. Let's see how it goes. And I hope that reached into people where it's like, hey, maybe I want to get into what he's talking about or understand it, where maybe the Gray Matter song actually pays off to where like people actually end up getting a little more, educating them, finding out what this whole album means. Yeah. A lot of people can get it. You know, a lot of people that are well-versed in, you know, sci-fi and stuff like that, they'll end up do a little bit more homework. But like people that just don't know it off the jump, they got a lot more to do. Yeah. Hopefully they do that. And coming to me personally, I love how this album is. It's started with Positive Contact when I heard it on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Went back and realized that, oh yeah, Del the Funky Homo Sapien made this. And this is fresh after me listening to No Need for Alarm. And I was like, heck yeah, I'm with it. And then listening to it was easy for me at the time because I'm delving into sci-fi at that moment anyway.
Delving.
Yeah.
I like the approach he took to this, the futuristic, anything futuristic, I'm always interested in. Matrix, Minority Report, like all that kind of futuristic stuff, I always love, because to me it's interesting, because even Judgment Day, because they are almost like, they're almost things that can really happen to us in real life almost. And so, you know, to take that on vocally and musically, like that is, to me, that is very admirable to even try to do that, because it's not easy to do. Not easy to build a world audibly without seeing visuals to it, but also making you feel like you're in there and you feel that you're immersed in that. Mm-hmm. So to me, that shows a lot of courage, a lot of talent to be able to pull off something like that.
Have the confidence to believe it'll work.
Yeah, and you have to have imagination too. Imagination is so important to pull off something like this, or even want to do something like this. I mean, I know by him doing this, this is probably a very imaginative person. And I don't know, he's probably done some other imaginative things, I imagine. So that's also another part of it. To me, what I take away from it is like, keep imagination in my work and whatever I write, like, you know, maybe lean more into it sometimes and like, you know, build things, because this created a whole subgenre, a sci-fi subgenre in rap. And I think that should inspire others to attempt to do their own type of dystopian future. You know, like, I feel like, you know, don't let him shy you away from it. In fact, lean more into it and make it even better, like raise the bar. So that's what I take away from it. So true classic here that we tapped into, and I'm glad that we covered it, you know, today. So
let's get it.
That was good.
All right, Mark, drop the line, man. We're ready to get out of here.
To the MCs, if you drop a mic, drop a like.
Peace.
Or we'll battle you.
Don't subscribe.
Don't subscribe. Don't do it.
Hit him with the reverse psychology, huh?
Yeah, don't do it. Don't
Next time we wake up, hey, dude, we're up to 400,000.
Don't do it right now. Don't do it right now. I don't want you to do it right now. Don't even do it.
Highly advised.
Don't do it.